now then. And, well, the team today and I were taken by some new research that was published today, which proves now that more people in the UK are watching women's sport than ever before. And viewers are tuning in to events for longer as well, according to this particular research. The Women's Sport Trust found that 15.1 million people saw at least 3 minutes or more of coverage in the first 3 months of 2022. That's a record for the first quarter of the year. It doesn't sound like much, but you have to bear in mind that, you know, people are busy, have busy lives. Holding people's attention is challenging for any broadcaster. And that's an impressive statistic. More than 17.9 million people in total watched women's sport from January through to March. The most popular event with the most viewers was the Women's Super League. Well, to tell us more about then the growing popularity of women's sport is Sue Anstis, MBE. Oh, I forgot to mention Craig David has an MBE as well, or he'll tell me off. But Sue Anstis also has an MBE and is the host of the podcast Game Changers and a trustee of the Women's Sport Trust and joins me now. Hi, Sue.
Hello, hello. How nice to talk to you.
And you too. And congratulations on these figures. Look, I mean, this is a journey, isn't it? You know, we're on. As I mentioned a short time ago, there was a period in our recent history where broadcasters were reluctant, weren't they? And sceptical of the idea that there was an audience for a mass wide audience for women's sport. But, well, we seem to be proving them wrong.
Absolutely. And I do think, yeah, that's the key point. You know, if we put it on good quality television, great coverage, then people will come and watch it. And that's what I think this research has shown us. There clearly is a huge audience out there for women's sport.
It takes faith, doesn't it, on the part of the broadcasters, because they're not fulfilling their remit if they put on something nobody wants to watch. So it took a bit of a leap of faith for some of the major broadcasters, the BBC included, to dedicate so much time to a sort of form of sport that there hadn't been an historic interest in viewing. But thank goodness they did, because it's having that platform, having that accessibility to watch, that's proving people do want to see it.
Yeah, and I think that's the point, isn't it? I think in the past we've said people haven't had that interest to watch it, but actually they've just not had the opportunity to find it and see it. And as you say, the likes of the BBC and Sky as well, in covering the Women's Super League, and the fact that the Women's Rugby Six Nations this year had its own window. It wasn't attached to the men's, and that has had great coverage too. So yeah, we really are seeing this huge uplift.
And what happens then, Sue, and fill in the blanks here for me, is that it becomes then a sort of self-fulfilling prophecy, doesn't it? Because then advertisers become interested, funding goes into the sport at every level, not just the professional but also the grassroots level. We see more young women and girls getting interested in sport, the quality improves, and so on. It just keeps flowing in, doesn't it?
It absolutely does. And I do think, apologies for the outdoor sounds here in the centre.
I'm loving it. I'm loving the atmosphere. Where are
real.
You?
It's very real. I'm in Covent Garden, actually, yes.
So fabulous.
Probably in the middle of London. But no, absolutely. I think it does. It feeds more people playing, more people taking part, and more viewers too. But it's definitely the uplift this summer we're going to see. Obviously, we've got the Euros. We've got the first ever women's Tour de France taking place. There's Commonwealth Games. There's so much more to follow as well. And I think what we haven't seen in the past is that opportunity for people to really see women's sport in all its glory.
And sports fans watch for the drama, don't they? And there's no reason why a sport with a competitive field full of women will be any less dramatic. You only have to look back at the Six Nations final and England's Grand Slam win at the weekend to, you know, your heart is in your throat. It's just incredibly brilliant and dramatic and phenomenal sportsmanship, if I can gender it for a moment.
Of course, it's just great sport. Great sport is great sport, and it doesn't matter whether it's been played by men or women. I think that's what these statistics show.
Yeah, without a shadow of a doubt. So what are the highlights in the calendar coming up then, do you think, that we should be looking out for?
Well, obviously more WSL coming to a very exciting fruition, very soon in terms of the end of that season. We've got the Women's FA Cup final coming up too. We've got, as I mentioned, the Tour de France, 100 this summer will be huge in terms of women's cricket alongside men's too. So there's lots to follow. And clearly, the Euros will be huge for the country this summer as well. So lots coming up.
And do you want to see more broadcasters now sort of tapping into this audience and saying, actually, yes, we realise people do want to watch this, so we are going to provide a platform?
Yeah, and we've definitely seen when these huge audiences come and find the likes of women's football, they then go on to watch other women's sport too. So definitely there is this audience there for it and a hunger for it. And for it to be shown at the right time of day, so a lot of it's about when it's shown, the quality of coverage, the backstories around the athletes too. So for it to become more of a habit, these fans will come and look for it and find it there when they're out looking for sport.
Yeah, absolutely right. Okay, so we've got some stuff to look out for. There's some phenomenal highlights. And it's not just on terrestrial and satellite television as well, online too. You know, the BBC have been incredibly proactive about giving women's sport the same prominence as men's competitive sport on the website. All of that's really important. When you go onto the sport homepage, it's all right there. Gender neutrality in terms of coverage is crucial, isn't it?
It's so important, so important. It's what our, you know, what women and girls will see when they, as you say, come to those websites. And if in the past they've only seen men's sport, that does definitely give a different impression. But now they can see women's sport being celebrated and highlighted front and centre in the same way as men's sport. It's so important.
And I don't want to be idealistic. There's still work to be done, isn't there? So what challenges remain then, Sue, for you and the team at the Women's Sports Trust to continue this this momentum?
Yeah, a lot of it rests with, I say, it's great that the broadcasters have come on board in that way. I think in terms of print coverage also, we would want to see more equality there and more sponsors and funders coming on board. And we've obviously seen that fantastic with the likes of Vitality and Barclays and big brands sponsoring women's sport. But the money, as you said, there's that full cycle of the money coming in to back women's sport. And sponsors are beginning to wake up to the fact that actually it's a huge opportunity to align themselves with women's sport and reach those huge audiences.
Absolutely right. Absolutely right. Thank you for taking some time out, Sue, in a busy Covent Garden.
Yeah. My pleasure.
I was there this morning at 7:30. It was a lot quieter than it is now, I can tell you. Thanks very much indeed.
Thank you so much.
My pleasure. Bye for now. Sue Ansis there, MBE, host of the podcast Game Changers, which is a great listen, and the trustee of the Women's Sports Trust there, with those demonstrable figures there, then that more and more people are tuning into, watching and enjoying women's sport every single day.